expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to do what's right. Somebody's got to tell the truth. Let's talk about that today. And let's talk about some things that are pertinent to all of us in not only the state of California, but the United States of America. Hi, this is Terry Raposa, sitting in for Mark Kent, Red Smith, and Linda Kent on Sovereign Minds. We have a very special program today. I'm here with Ashley. How you doing, darling?
Good morning.
So we're going to talk about some things here that are pretty relevant. I made a phone call this morning to Kevin Kiley, Russ Heim, Brian Daly, Theodore DeZuba. All four of them are running for the Senate seat for District 1. I made a call to Travis Allen, and we're going to see where people stand. Let's talk about the Republican Party. So I'm going to make a really bold statement right now. And that bold statement is the Republican Party in California is dead. D-E-A-D. Not on life support. It's dead. And over the next couple hours, we're going to prove that. And I challenge people to call in at 530-605-4567 with facts. So Kevin, Russ, Brian, Theodore, Travis, if you guys call in, it would be nice to hear some facts once in a while rather than posturing or anything like that. So we've got Frank on the line. Frank, you want to – go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, hey, I'm part of the El Dorado County Republican Central Committee, and I've been to the conventions. And if you go to the conventions and you do your voting, it's a little misleading because we all think we're doing some great good. And when you look at the amount of people that are behind somebody like, say, Travis Allen or one of those races or something, you can see that all the outcomes aren't the guys that are in there voting. It all has to do with proxy votes.
Yes, it does. Well put.
Discouraging.
You want to explain the proxy votes to the people, Frank?
Well, there's delegates for each county that are nominated in those counties, and they go in there to represent the vote of their Republican Central Committees. And when people say that they'll be a delegate and then they can't show up, somebody gets to go and carry their vote mm-hmm. for them. And a lot of times what happens is you get Patterson types who are, well, her job under the last administration was to garner those proxy votes. They go out and solicit them from all the different people and end up getting them turned the way they want them to.
I take it you weren't very happy about Jessica Patterson being elected as the chair for the Republican Party in the state of California. I take it you're not very happy.
No, you're absolutely correct. And I think a lot of people weren't. We kind of had an idea that it might happen. I mean, when we saw the last administration, we thought, geez, we have Charles Munger, who's financing everything. Prop 14 made us a single-issue state, or single-party state, I should say. It took us out of so many races, Senate and down ballot, that it was pretty discouraging. And
well,
then when
Frank,
we see that Patterson got taken in, she was a staffer that they just picked as a person, as a point of contact, so that the old regime could stay in charge.
Well, I want to go through some things, Frank, and I'm not going to make you hang on, but I'm you can double dip if you want. In other words, feel free to call back in, but I want to go through some things first that I want, and I'd love to hear your opinion and your position on that. So if you go ahead and listen and you want to call back in after I'm done with bringing a few things forward I think people need to be aware of, then it'd be great to hear from you again, my friend. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thanks. Okay, well, let's get on with it. Let's talk about the Republican Party. And as Frank just said, another good position. We'll talk about Jessica Patterson and all that stuff. But you know what? The Republican Party is dead. There is no solutions that they're bringing to the table in California at all. Nothing. Nothing. You know, as we look at the race for Senate District 1, it's a microcosm of everything that's going on in the Republican Party in the state of California. It's a gentleman named Jim Brulte, who is a retired senator, who was the chair of the Republican Party in the state of California. The person that Frank was just talking about, Jessica Patterson, is the heir apparent, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But here's the thing about the Republican Party that they've been able to do quite well. They managed to sabotage each other, number one, and I'll prove that. They also managed to put themselves in a position to where they're destroying their own party, and I will prove that. One of the things about the Democratic Party is that, gosh, you know, they're so liberal, they do this, they do that, but you know what? The leadership does what they say they're going to do, right, wrong, or indifferent, and the base is in agreement with the leadership. Just like Frank belongs to Republican Central Committee, very frustrated about what's going on. There isn't a Republican Central Committee person worth their salt that isn't frustrated with the Republican Party. And here's one of the reasons why. I got a letter from Jim Brulte. Just got it. Terry and Sally Raposa. Dear Terry and Sally, Kevin Kiley worked for Democrat Senator Kamala Harris, who is one of America's strongest defenders of Obamacare and opposes President Trump's plans to secure our border. Kiley praised liberal Democrat Senator Jean Sheehan as a visionary leader, even though she opposed the border wall and supports amnesty for illegal immigrants. Kiley's record is even worse. He voted to waste tax dollars telling illegal immigrant students how to get financial aid. He helped illegal immigrants convicted of crimes to stay in our country when President Trump is trying to remove them. Kiley can't run on a record like that, so he is dishonestly smearing Brian Daly. The truth is, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities, opposed amnesty for illegal immigrants, and supports President Trump's border wall. On March 26th, please join the Shasta County GOP in supporting conservative Brian Daly for Senate. Sincerely, Jim Brulte. Paid for by Daly for Senate, 2019, 9460 Tegner Road, Hillmar, California, 95324. Think about what I just read. This is the chairman, the past chairman of the Republican Party in the state of California, who is taking a sitting assemblyman and literally trying to ruin him. Now, I'm not saying I'm for Kevin Kiley, and I'm not saying I'm for Brian Daly, but you simply could say you were for Brian Daly, and the reasons you could say he, like one of the things, like the tax fighters for Brian Daly for Senate for 2019. Three good reasons to elect Brian Daly for our state senator. Proven tax fighter, trusted leader, respected conservative. Very positive, not slamming the other guy. So here you have Jim Brulte slamming an assemblyman. Now, what kind of impact does that have? Let's talk about that for a second. Here's the impact it has. The impact it has is that now in the assembly, there are 19 Republicans left. 19 out of 80. Now, there's a guy named Chad Mays who many people believe, and rumor has it he's a buddy of Brian Daly's. I'm not saying that's the truth, and Brian is listening to this. He can call and give us maybe the top spin on that. But here's the deal. When you look at somebody like Chad Mays, who many people feel is basically going to hop ship anyway, like the gentleman who did from San Diego, which brought the Assembly of California to 19. They could soon be 18. So I know I'm Jim Brulte, and I'm responsible for keeping this party together. So I know what I'll do. I'll ruin another assemblyman. Think about this. The Republican Party is dead. They have no solutions. And our sitting assemblyman, Brian Daly, does reach across the aisle. He does sit there and he does stand up for us as best he can. He's over there doing that. But you know what? What does Brian do? He puts his finger in the dike. They try to pass, meaning the other side, meaning the Democrats, try to pass somewhere in the neighborhood of what? 2,500, 3,000 laws a year. All the Republicans do is try to stop them from hurting us more. The Republican Party is dead in the state of California. It is dead. Okay, well, I know what we should do. Let's go out and let's just sign up more Republicans to do what? To vote for people who run on a platform they never follow. I'll say that again. To vote for people who run on a platform they never, ever follow. The letter I just read is a travesty. The letter I just read is the past Republican chairman of the party in the state of California slamming a sitting assemblyman to endorse another. Why not just endorse the other assemblyman and say good things about that assemblyman, like the tax fighters for Brian Daly for Senate 2019? And one thing that kind of gives me pause is it says it's paid for by Daly for Senate. Really and truly, I got an idea. We're the Republican Party. We're in the minority. We're getting our, I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm, well, can I say it? She said I could say it. We're getting our asses kicked. There is an ass kicking going on to the Republican Party. That's a biblical word, by the way. And that's what's going on here. And as we see this, all you guys that are running for Senate District 1 are all posturing. We asked them all, hey, what about the state of Jefferson? Not one of them had the courage to do something different. Not one of them had the courage to say, well, we'll stand up for representation. It was posturing and dancing and all the other stuff. It makes me sick. It makes a lot of people sick. I'm sure it makes Frank sick. Another thing about the Republican convention that they had that's interesting. Steve Frank, who was running, and Travis Allen, who was running, decided, now this is a novel idea. If one of us win, we'll back the other one. Oh, you mean there's camaraderie? You mean there's actual camaraderie? Unbelievable. Well, we have Rex Heim on the phone. How you doing, Rex?
Just fine, Terry. How are you doing today?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the thing is that the Republicans' party is dead. Tell me it's not and tell me why it isn't. And tell me with facts, Rex. Tell me with facts. Don't give me any BS here, all right?
Well, I'm not going to give you any BS, but I want to first start with the fact that this campaign, as you know, there's two sitting legislators. And they are doing their best through independent expenditures and through money they moved over from their assembly races into this race to hammer on each other because they've always felt they are the biggest competition, each other is the biggest competition to winning the Senate seat. And it's been really amazing to go to different debates up and down the district, Senate District 1, and to have them tear into each other and one make an allegation about this and one make an allegation about that. Quite candidly, I really believe that this is part of the problem that has led to the demise of our party, because the GOP, as you well know, is made up and always has been made up of people who are individuals. And individuals don't take bossing very well, as the Democrats, since they're all sheep, do. So that's always been a problem. The other problem is, just as you pointed out, if, and I haven't seen the mail you're referring to, about Jim Brulte saying that.
Apparently, a lot of people have.
I have no reason to doubt it.
Apparently, a lot of people have it. Jim Brulte, from Senator Jim Brulte, 2016, CA Delegation Chair, Trump for President, 9460 TEGNER Road, Hillmar, California. Got it right here. I want to have a conversation here. Okay, here's the deal. You said something about the Democrats being sheep. I think that's what you, is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay, well, here's the thing about the sheep. Here's the thing about the sheep. The sheep are going along with, or they are having their wishes met by their the Democratic leaders. That when you're a Democrat, especially a lot of the young people, and you're a Democrat, and all the things they're saying are all things you agree with, and all the things they're doing are things you agree with, we have the Republican Party where they're tearing each other apart. I will submit to you, we will be lucky in the Republican Party to see the Republican Party have 15 left in the Assembly by 2020. My whole point is we can go back and forth, and you're right about Brian Daly. You're right about the way they're tearing each other apart. I'm looking at a flyer right here that came from, paid for by Kevin Kiley, that shows Rendon, Anthony Rendon, and Brian arm in arm, and one where it looks like he's hugging Brian and kissing him on the cheek. I mean, you know, these guys are really going after each other. And that, how does that help anything? See, that the point is that the Republican Party doesn't do anything the base wants them to do, Rex. What say you?
It doesn't do anything. And the point you made earlier about the leadership being out of touch with the folks who are the members is right on and has been spot on for almost a generation, if not longer. And I can tell you this, we have got to restore that connection. The party leadership has got to be reflecting where folks like you and the average voter and the folks who go out and walk precincts and make the calls and make the difference in whether or not Republicans get elected or not, they have to have a reason. They have to feel that they're involved and that the leadership of the party is doing what they have asked and what they've committed to doing. And you're spot on about that.
Well, the one thing, too, we want to make sure that we understand here, there never should be an average voter. There should be an informed voter. And that's the main problem we have. Leadership doesn't inform. Leadership placates. They do nothing. I mean, they do nothing. There is no courage. There is no courage. I was very disheartened to hear some of the answers, including yours, frankly, when we talked about the state of Jefferson. I mean, you can't do it with an amendment, Rex. You can only do it with an Article 4, Section 3 state split. And here's the other thing, too. And we do have Frank on the line. And, Rex, I'm going to let you go, but feel free to call back in if you want to, my friend, okay? Feel free to call back in because I've got to go back to Frank here. But before I do that, here's the deal. If you don't know the Constitution, don't take a damn oath to it. If you don't know what's in the Constitution, don't take an oath to it. And believe me, in Jefferson, you will have to take a test. If you take an oath to something, you've got to be held accountable to stand up for that. So, Frank, if you can hold on, we're going to go off to our first break here. And, Rex, if you want to call back, you can. Ashley, we're going off to it. I'm going to say this even though it's Sovereign Minds. Time has come for 51.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back.
I did not pick this music.
But you didn't pick any other music. But we are surviving without the state of California, right?
Oh, that's man.
Kind of what I was thinking there.
There you go. Okay, that's all right. Okay, gotcha. You can't do any wrong anyway. You know that.
Yes,
not
I'm perfect
eyes.
In every way.
You are, in my eyes. Okay, anyway, getting back, I want now, Frank, I know you're there, but I want to give Clark an opportunity here because he hasn't been on yet. Clark, what you got, buddy?
Hey, listen, one of the things that I don't think is mentioned very often is the equal footing benefit once we become the state of Jefferson.
Okay, I'll explain that real quick before I get to Frank. Thanks, Clark. The equal footing doctrine is a doctrine, by the way, Rex and Brian and all you other folks that are running for office that probably don't know this. You don't know this. The equal footing doctrine states that any new state admitted into the union is on equal footing with the original 13. What does that mean about the BLM? Maybe one of you candidates want to call and answer that. What does that mean about the BLM? Is the BLM legal? I would say no. Article 1. Section 8, Clause 17, specifically states that the United States government has jurisdiction over what? 10 square miles. It doesn't say where, because at that time it wasn't in Washington. 10 square miles, and they can erect forts, ports, and magazines at what? The cession of the state, the permission of the state, which means the state has to give permission. A lot of times we wonder why the government does what they do to us. You know why? Because we let them. We let them. And apparently, there was a lot of frustration on what happened with Jessica Patterson being elected to the chairmanship of the Republican Party in the state of California. And so, Frank, I'll go to you.
Oh, what I was going to say is I was going to add that, you know, we don't really get much from our state party out at the individual county chairs. And one of the things I found out, I went to a meeting and we voted on a chair of the chair. So the California GOP actually has a chair of the chairs. It was supposed to be the conduit to all of the RCCs, the Republican Central Committee. I found it outrageous that the guy was telling us that he knew about ballot harvesting, yet nobody in the party told any of the RCCs anything about ballot harvesting or how to prepare for it or how to counter it or anything until after the elections were over.
Well, Frank, you proved the point again that the Republican Party is self-destructing. Actually, we do have the other line clear, don't we? Okay, so we do have a line clear at 605-4567, area code 530-605-4567. Anyway, Frank, you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. And, you know, I know your frustration. There's frustration from every county, especially in the state of Jefferson, especially in the 23 counties. We have so many good people like yourself that go out there and say, hey, we want to fight for liberty. You know, we want to make the Republican Party better. Here's the problem.
Absolutely.
We've wanted to have a position to where we make even with the Tea Parties. Let's go back to 2009. Let's look at the Tea Parties. When the Tea Parties first started, the idea was, hey, we've got the platform. We have the template in the Republican Party to do the right thing. They want all the things we want. Let's go ahead and just change the Republican Party from within. Look how that's working out,
right?
In California.
Yeah.
It ain't working out, yeah, in California. And Chad Mays is a good example of that. I mean, you know, apparently, at least from what I'm hearing, Chad Mays may as well just flip-flop over to the Democrats now and put it at 18. But again, you know, I'd like to hear from some of you folks out there. You know, I'd like to hear from the candidates. And I know that you all either are listening or you have somebody listening from your office, because I woke a couple of you up this morning before I got on the air. I might even name names of who I woke up.
Can I add a couple things about Kevin Kiley?
Pardon me?
Would you mind if I added a couple facts about Kevin Kiley?
I wouldn't mind at all.
I think it's preposterous what the unions that are backing Dolly are sending out, and what the former GOP chair is putting out about Kevin Kiley. He is the first one. He's the guy with the backbone to stand up in the assembly against all the Democrats and challenge them about hiring Eric Holder, who was hired at $25,000 a month just to throw lawsuits from California to keep keep Trump at bay, anything that he wanted to do. I mean, $25,000 a month, and Kevin Kiley looked up the regulations. You can't hire somebody outside of your government sources.
That's right.
If you already have somebody.
So it's against the Constitution of California.
2000,
right.
Yeah, we have over 2,000
right.
lawyers,
right.
And why can't any of them do what Eric Holder's doing? So he was able to stop that. And as far as the sanctuary state, he got with El Dorado County DA Vern Pearson, and they were the ones that showed up at the assembly and presented all the facts about how unconstitutional sanctuary states are. So that's just preposterous that Dolly's flyers would say opposite.
Well, it's not preposterous. It's not preposterous at all. It's all Lewinsky's book. It's a playbook
yeah.
thing. See, here's the thing,
Objection.
Too. Okay, here's the deal. You know, and you made such a great point about Kevin Holder and all that stuff. Okay, and you're right. There's, you know, 2,000 attorneys. Could any of those attorneys ever work for Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
2,000 of them? Okay, yeah. so that means, so let me get this straight. I'll give you a local example. We had a DA who in our county who was a liberal, very left. We now have a new DA, which a lot of people like. Very, very sharp person, and she is conservative. Now, because she had to work for somebody in a job that didn't have a description whether you're, you know, whether you're Democrat or Republican, but had a position that was voted in by the people, right, does that make her a liberal Democrat because she worked for him? I mean, how insane is that? I mean, The whole
killed
point,
by association.
Well, here's another thing, too. I think that, and one of the things that kind of, and I'd like to hear from somebody on this. Funny how the candidates, except for Rex, are real quiet, huh? Anyway, the thing is that when you look at these elections and you look at what's happening with each party, the way that the swing has gone for the Democrats. Even in congressional elections, which is amazing to me, and I want to talk a little bit about that after the break here because we've got to go off to a break. But the swing, how is that working, and is that affecting us now congressionally? But let's go back to the question 605-4567-530-605-4567. Is the Republican Party dead? I submit to you, it is dead. And on the other side, I'll also read this letter again. I'm going to say it again. Time has come for 51.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information. Keeps on drowning.
Okay, a quick announcement for the local Reading Patriots. The Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m. We will be meeting at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and we will be talking about human trafficking. We have a group coming in, the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition. They'll be coming in and talking about what goes on here. Basically, apparently, there's 27 million slaves that are been put into sex trafficking in the United States. You know, usually the average is about 13 years old. And we'll be having a group coming in and speaking at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview Road this Monday night at the church that shall remain nameless. The church with no name. You would think that a church would want to be named in bringing this forward, wouldn't you?
They don't want to be named with any political on either side.
Well, is this political or is this...
anything Jefferson-related, he sees as political.
Oh, is that right? Oh, he did say that?
Yes.
Well.
I'm not saying that sounds a bit prejudiced to me. Well, yeah.
Just saying.
He wants to be dissociated with any political parties of any kind.
I see. Okay. Well, then, that's good. And I think you should be. I mean, after all... You know, Paul was in Romans, wasn't he? Oh, wait, no, Paul said he was a Roman citizen. Uh-oh. Ruh-roh. Anyway, we've been talking about the Republican Party in the state of California, and the Republican Party in the state of California is dead. I want to bring something up that is happening in the Democratic Party to where they seem to be a little bit smarter than the Republicans, or maybe they play better as a team? Well, it's something like that, and I'll tell you what it is. Seems to me... like many of these young people that are running are better actors and actresses than they actually are politicians. What do I mean by that? Well, let's look at Audrey Denny. Audrey Denny goes into a debate in Anderson, California against Doug LaMalfa. She's engaging, just polite, 34 years old, school teacher, 4-H'er when she was a kid. Grandpa was a veteran. Dad was a veteran. And, yeah, you bet. She owns guns. I'll bet she likes to skeet shoot. But, you know, when you look at all her her positions, she's pro-choice. She's for a lot of gun restrictions. This illegal immigration thing. I mean, come on, you know. It's okay. And why is it okay? It's the children. What about the children? Oh, my gosh. What about the children? There's the children. What about the children? And then she gets 43% of the vote against a sitting congressman like Doug LaMalfa, who used to have a heritage rating of about 83%. That means that the guy would always win in his district. 43%. Now, let's go to another district. Let's talk about Tom McClintock. Here is another conservative who has a congressional race against a young lady with close to the same MO, except that this young lady was a veteran. And what happens is that she gets 47% of the vote. 47. Yeah. Right out of the chute. Audrey Denny getting the 43%. By the way, she's already started her campaign. She doesn't have to work anymore. I guess you can retire at 34. And I have heard that there is at least anywhere between a minimum of 1 million to a maximum of 5 million in her war chest. Mark, my good friend, how are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing okay, Terry.
How's the back, buddy?
Yeah, I tweaked my back this morning. That's why I'm not there, but I'm listening. And, you know, when you're talking about these Democrats, you know, did you see the AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or whatever her name is, where they actually, in her district, did a casting call and looked for actors. I mean, that's what we're talking about. These guys aren't even, they're not Democrats or Republicans. They're actors. They're scripted. They're given marching orders from, people who have an agenda of taking over the country.
Well, it goes back to what was said a little bit about, by Rex Heim, the average voter. Well, that's because you're an uninformed voter. You know, what is an average voter? I mean, people who are uninformed and they swallow this stuff, but you're absolutely right. Yeah, I saw that video. It was amazing. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, a casting call and people are going, oh yeah, you know, you bet. Yeah. Oh yeah. Boy. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, she's being handled by one guy out of Tennessee and one guy out of Texas, you know, so they can take over the 14th, you know, congressional district in New York. And I think that this is a planned and this is a movement. This is an insurgency that's happening across the country, you know, with the auspice of, you know, being under socialism or whatever. But this is a takeover by an insurgency, a foreign government, if you will, China, I don't know, or just a natural progression of dumbed down people from the colleges thinking that the answer is to have more government control to make your life better. It's absolutely insanity.
And you're right, my good friend. And it goes right back to Audrey Denny. I mean, same thing. I mean, come on. Nothing was scripted there. You know, same thing with Jessica Morse, who ran against McClintock. Same thing. You're absolutely correct. These people came out of nowhere. Nowhere. And 43% and 47%, respectively. Are you serious? Is the Republican Party dead in California or not? What do you think?
They're not calling anybody out on it either. You know, you look at what, you know, with, LaMalfa, you know, I mean, whatever happened to that, thing up there in, the fair up in,
Fall River.
Fall River, where he was all of a sudden wearing a State of Jefferson hat all over the place right before the election, and now all of a sudden, you don't hear anything about it at all. You know, he doesn't bring it up, and they're all the same. It's all about keeping power. It's all about keeping their seats, and none of them, you know, really have the people's best interest in mind, as far as I can tell.
Well, I got to read something. I'm going to read this again, this letter from Jim Brulte that we received. And again, Jim Brulte was a senator. He's a retired senator, and he was the 2016 California delegation chair for Trump. Now, here's a guy that was the person that was chairman of the Republican Party in the state of California. And we got this letter, Dear Terry and Sally, Kevin Kiley worked for a liberal Democrat Senator Kamala Harris, as did about 2,000 other attorneys, who is one of America's strongest defenders of Obamacare and opposes President Trump's plans to secure our border. Kiley praised liberal Democrat Senator Jean Sheehan as a visionary leader, even though she opposed the border wall and supports amnesty for illegal immigrants, should be illegal aliens. Kiley's record is even worse. He voted to waste tax dollars telling illegal immigrants, students, how to get financial aid. He helped illegal immigrants convicted of crime stay in our country when President Trump is trying to remove them. Kevin Kiley can't run on a record like that, so he dishonestly is smearing Brian Daly. The truth is, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities, opposes amnesty for illegal immigrants, and supports President Trump's border wall. On March 26th, please join the Shasta County GOP in supporting conservative Brian Daly for Senate. Sincerely, Jim Brulte. Jim Brulte. Paid for by Daly for Senate, 2019, 9460, Tegner Road, Hillmar, California, 95324. Now, Jim Brulte has just taken one of the guys on his team and thrown him under the bus. And as we mentioned before, there are 19 Republicans left out of in a possible 80. There's 19 left in the Republican Party, soon to be 18, according to what I'm hearing about Chad Mays. And he throws him under the bus, the ex-leader here. He throws him under the bus. Why would you do that if you want to support Brian Daly? Why don't you just say, hey, I like Brian Daly for this reason, this reason, and this reason. Vote for Brian Daly. But he throws him under the bus. Unbelievable. They shoot their own. They eat their own. It's all about power. This is absolutely shameful. It's disgusting. Because when you have a situation where he goes and he does this to a sitting assemblyman who's supposed to be on his team, and throws him under the bus, whether you like Kylie or not, this is uncalled for. It's really uncalled for. Anyway, we're going to have to go off to a break. Mark, you can hang on if you want, my good brother. But we've got to go off to a break here. And anyway, I'd like your response on that, too. If you want to give us that after the break, I'd really like that. I think we've got somebody
else. Sure, no problem.
Calling in here. But, you know, doesn't it rile you, brother? Doesn't it just rile you to think that these Republicans, what they're doing, they don't follow their own platform.
They're like dogs, a bunch of dogs locked in a cage, and you throw one bone in, and they're all fighting over it.
I agree. Anyway, we've got to go off for our next break here, so I'm going to say it, my good friend. In fact, I'll let you answer it. Time has come for
51.
Thank you, brother.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Gold in California is in
in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game.
Is there really gold there, or is it gone? Is it now paper? Rex.
Yes, Terry.
What say you, sir?
Well, here's exactly what's going on, and you are hit the nail on the head. These two candidates are hammering each other, saying a lot of stuff about each other.
Not just them. Jim Rolte, too. Yeah.
I understand, but that's all part of the campaign strategy. You bring other people in to say things for you. And this is the sad thing is that they're not talking about the issues. They're talking, both of them are slamming each other, and they're spending a lot of money doing that, and they're ultimately defaming. Both of them have been great legislators. I mean, I've worked with Brian for many years. I helped Kevin get elected, and they're both good Republicans. But that gets back to your point about the Republican Party being dead. These guys, all they care about is getting elected. And we need to be focused on stirring the pot and making a difference and painting in bold colors, talking about the differences that we have, which is why I got to tell you, you know, I'm out there campaigning every day up and down this district. I'm the only veteran. I'm the person who has got 30 years outside of the system, and I can be in office and not do this kind of crap because I don't care about the next office. I care about what needs to be done now. And that's why I'm running. That's why a lot of people are responding really favorably to our efforts. And, you know, quite candidly, it's this kind of thing that I've seen go on for years and years and years, a Republican versus Republican, party Republican, you know, system Republican, whatever you want to call them, all of them doing this kind of crap. It hurts our brand. It hurts our label. And the other thing that I think you've heard me talk about, Terry, is the fact that these two guys are in office now. They could have stayed in office and not caused another special election should each of them win. I like to refer to myself as the inexpensive candidate because I'm not going to create more special elections. But I can tell you this, if we don't stop doing this to eating our own, turning on each other, damning each other, it doesn't matter how we do it, whether we do it through a second spokesperson or we do it directly ourselves, you've got to stop this or we're going to lose the rest of our state. And I've got to tell you, SD1, if you spend any time up there, you recognize, like I'd refer to them as, they're the Normandy of trying to take back California or at least make the stand in California to let people know there's a clear difference between the way we live and the way these progressives want us to live.
Well, you know, those are really good points. And I think the thing is it's about responsibility. I still can't. I mean, this Jim Brody guy, doesn't he have some kind of responsibility not to make things worse? He just did. I mean, he just did by this letter. He just did. He disenfranchised one of his team players. It's like saying, you know, this guy's my number four pitcher, but, you know, he sucks. Yeah, this guy sucks. He's an idiot. He's terrible. He can't throw. He's my number four pitcher, and I don't even need a number four pitcher. I'll just go with three or two. But, see, here's the point. Point is, and I want to get a little feedback from Mark because we have Mark Kent on the line too, but here's the real point of it all. The Republican Party is dead, folks. It's time for a third party. I thought I'd never say that. We tried to fix the party from within since 2009, since the beginning of the Tea Party. It's not getting fixed. It isn't fixed. You can't bring it back. I mean, when I heard Travis talking about, oh, well, you know, we need to get more Republicans and we'll spend $1 million a month and what we'll do is we'll get these people to vote Republican. For who? For what? The Republicans don't follow their own platform. What say you, Mark?
Well, the only way you're going to fix this is through the representation issue of getting fixed. You know, number one, putting the out there on the census, you know, finding out who's illegal aliens, who's their citizens, and who's they're not is a start. But it's not fixing the bigger issue of having, you know, the constitutional model that our founders set up of having a senator in each county, and those senators then electing the state senators. And I don't see any way of fixing that and fixing the representation issue except in a state split. And why don't these guys help us promote that and shout from the bully pulpits, you know, that this needs to change and this is how you fix it, as opposed to, you know, shying away from it, not talking about it, and coming up with some other solution that doesn't work.
Yeah, the thing is, they keep doing the same thing. And Rex, that's a good point. That's what you and I have talked about this at length. I mean, what's your plan? Okay, the deal is that, yeah, okay, I get the fact that, you know, I mean, Brian is just a no. We don't want to do, well, what about representation? Well, you know, I'm doing the best I can, you know. Come on, man, I'm a farmer. I'm one of you guys. Well, are you? Seriously? What's your solution? You haven't got a solution. I'll reach across the aisle. Okay, so that means you're an appeaser, because that's the only thing it does. I have a picture here, and I don't know if it's, I mean, the picture is worth a thousand words, but this is one of the things Kylie did to Dally that, you know, you can either be, you know, there's question there. I mean, Brian Dally voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals. Did he? Check for yourself. What? Check for yourself. Official assembly floor. Okay, people, write this one down. SJR8. SJR8. Okay, you can go to tinyurl.com/Dally. SJR8. Brian Dally voted to condemn President Trump's tough border policy. Well, that's just sort of a statement. Check for yourself. Check for yourself. Floor AJR46. That's AJR46. tinyurl.com/Dally. AJR46. Now, on the other side of this flyer, it shows Rendon and Dally smiling with arms around each other. And then the picture next to it is Rendon hugging Brian Dally. So, wow. Okay, so, but again, true or not true, I mean, the thing is it's, okay, if you're an appeaser and you try to go across the aisle, which with the Democrats, as you know, Rex and Mark, that you go across the aisle, what that means is that, you know, you've got to give them something. You're not going to get anything. So that means you're an appeaser. And what's an appeaser? An appeaser is the guy that feeds all his friends to the crocodile first, hoping he's eaten last. So, you know, really and truly, the only thing is a state split. More representation. So, Rex, what are you going to do? I mean, I know you're going to stir. What are you going to do? What would you do?
Well, I've got to tell you that over the last few months, having spent a lot more time delving into this representation issue, I think, Terry, you and Mark and the others up there are spot on. So I think we need to have an effort to restore Senate representation. I know that
what would that look like? Now, wait a second. No, what does it look like? We're talking specifics.
We have to go. Well, we need to do two things. First off, we need to recognize that perhaps we ought to have 58 senators, and that means there'd be one for each county.
Well, we only have 40 senators.
I know. You'd have to increase the size of the Senate. If you're going to do a constitutional amendment that's going to change some things, you've got to do some, you have to make other significant changes as well.
Well, that would mean that you would take 10 away from Los Angeles County. They now have 11 senators in Los Angeles County, and they have 4 other senators in Los Angeles County that have parts of it. How do you get the Democrats to give up power?
Terry, you're not. You're going to fight about it, though. You've got to start talking about it. And if you don't have something out there to talk about, you don't have an issue to take to the California public, you're just always dead. And we haven't even had that issue discussed.
Well, we have. We've been talking about it for 5 years. The only way to fix
it, but I'm talking about
we're going to have to go off to a break, and you can hang on through the break. That'd be great. But the thing well, whatever, or you can call back or whatever you want to do. But the point is that we've been talking about that. There is no way to get anybody to relinquish power. Okay, there's no way they're going to relinquish power. What you have to do is split the state. Because if you give the benchmark of anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 people per representative, which you'd have to do in the assembly, you're talking about 14,000 representatives. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side of the break. We'd like to clear a line if we could. We've got people that are trying to call in that can't get in. 605-4567, 530-605-4567, and time has come for 51.
They did a bad, bad thing. 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 If you ever loved someone so much, you thought your little heart was gonna break in two.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A steady stream of mourners is visiting a makeshift memorial to the 50 people slain by a gunman at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand last week. Flowers have piled up amidst candles, balloons, and notes of grief and love outside the Al Noor Mosque. Meanwhile, dozens of Muslims stand by to bury the dead when authorities finally release the victims' bodies, and the Islamic faith burial needs to come as quickly as possible. The shooting could have been even worse had it not been for one 48-year-old worshiper.
First, I thought it was somebody probably playing firecrackers or something.
It starts out as a now common story. First disbelief, then the realization that an attack is in fact underway. But rather than hide, Abdulaziz charged outside to challenge the shooter.
And he got the gun out of his car and start shooting at me. He did around four shot on me.
The Afghan refugee zigzagged through the parking lot to prevent the gunman from getting a clean shot at him and came across a shotgun the attacker had abandoned when it ran out of bullets. As the gunman returned to his car a second time, Aziz brandished the weapon.
I threw like an arrow on him, and he bust his window.
Aziz says the gunman cursed at him and yelled he was going to kill them all before speeding away. I'm Ben Thomas.
More good news on the economy.
U.S. employers posted nearly 7.6 million open jobs in January, near a record high set in November. Evidence that businesses are still hungry for workers, despite possible signs that the economy has slowed.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. As states consider whether to legalize sports gambling, some lawmakers are raising concerns about allowing bets to be placed on phones and other mobile devices. They say they lack confidence in betting companies' ability to verify the age of gamblers on their mobile apps and want to keep kids out of it. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First Mortgage, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, and MLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-0745, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-0745. That's 800-815-0745. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-0745.
One major northeastern city is toying with the idea of handing out free money.
Getting a paycheck for doing nothing could be in the future for residents of New Jersey's largest city. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka says the city is going to study a pilot program to provide a universal basic income, or basically guaranteeing income for all residents, whether or not they have a job. Baraka didn't release any more details on the plan, like how it would be funded or when a final decision would be made. There's not ever been a successful long-term universal basic income program. A small program that was tested in Finland was ended after only 1 year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Sudan says it has signed agreements for a $300 million total in loans from a regional monetary fund to help address a foreign currency crisis that's fueled months of anti-government protests. Price hikes and food shortages triggered the demonstrations in December that quickly morphed into protests calling for the president to quit. News and analysis at townhall.com. A long-missing peace pipe tomahawk that George Washington gave to a Seneca leader in the 18th century has been returned to the tribe in western New York.
President Washington gave the combination pipe and weapon to corn planter as the United States negotiated a peace treaty with the Six Nations of the Iroquois Confederacy. The artifact eventually wound up at the State Museum in Albany, where it remained until being stolen in the late 1940s. Last year, an anonymous collector returned the artifact to the museum. Officials there decided to give it back to the Senecas. They've put the artifact on display at the Seneca Iroquois National Museum in Salamanca, New York. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 17th, and a birthday for some famous people, including the former national chairwoman of the NAACP, Merle Evers Williams, is 86. Former astronaut Ken Mattingly has 83 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to do what's right. Well, Mark Kent, Linda Kent, and Red Smith do what's right every single Sunday at 10 o'clock on Sovereign Mind Radio. This is Terry Raposa sitting in for them today in a very special program. If you are listening to this program and you listen to the archive, if you're not listening now, we're archived and podcasted. We're live at 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, streaming live. And if you're listening to this, get this program out to everybody you know, especially if you're in Senate District 1. You know who you are. Anyway, the other thing I want to bring up is the fact that, did I say this? The Republican Party is dead. D-E-A-D, dead, 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 dead. And I've got Dick on the phone. Dick, what say you?
Hey, you know, talking about the Republican Party's dead in this state. You know, I got an email last week. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was something like this, that in the state of California, there were about 500,000 people who were called up for jury duty. They reported that they couldn't, they're not citizens, so they couldn't apply for jury duty. Well, to be called for jury duty, you have to be a registered voter. So that means that these illegals are actually registered voters. And until we get a voter ID in this state, we're going to have illegal. We no way can outvote all these people, and no way we're going to get voter ID with the Democratic legislature we have. So we're actually doomed to begin with. So the only solution is the state of Jefferson.
The only solution is the state of Jefferson. I don't think that the Republican Party is. You know, here's the main thing. A lot of this program today was spurned on by the fact that the Republican Central Committees and the Republicans across the state of California are extremely frustrated with their leadership. And it's going to show up. And if you have a leadership group that doesn't do what constituents want, that doesn't even follow their own principles, why would you keep them in office? You know, you're absolutely right, Dick. I mean, that's the thing. But California is never going to change it. I mean, that's the deal. It's just never going to change.
No, even in D.C., you know, the Democrats all stick together. But the Republicans, there's a lot of Republicans, they call them rhinos. I think in their district, they can't get elected as a Democrat, so they run as a Republican, even though they're really Democrats. And they don't stick with Trump. You know, he never can get 100% of people to vote with him. There's a whole bunch of them that are turncoats.
Well, what Trump did is he went to the people. See, Trump went to the people. And, yeah, you know, I have to say this about Rex Heim. I do want to say this about Rex Heim. Rex Heim showed the courage to get on the phone. He took some heat. I respect him. I totally respect him.
I like that guy.
I respect him. And I'll tell you what, he actually gone on here, he talked about it. These other candidates know about it. I woke a couple of them up out of bed this morning.
I heard you.
I did. I woke them up out of bed. All right? Okay. Hey, guys, you've had your coffee. Show some courage. Show some stones. Get off your butt, get on the phone, and explain something. None of this rhetoric. The one thing I can say about the fact sheet that was given about that was sent out by Kevin Kiley about Brian Dalley is saying that when Dalley did vote against amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, he gives the bill number SJR8.
Yeah, so look it up.
Yeah, I mean, he gives it. He shows how he voted. He also, when he said that he voted to condemn President Trump's tough border policy, he did give AJR46. He gave that out. Now, there's nothing else, including what this character Jim Brulte wrote. He gave nothing out at all when it came to any of these things like Kylie wasted tax dollars telling illegal immigrants, well, what? How did he do that? He helped immigrants convicted of crime stand. Well, when did he do that? When did he do those things? How did he do it? What date was that? What court case was that? When was that? This is the thing. We're tired of the crap that we get from these people that don't do anything. The Republican Party in California is dead. It's dead, it's dead,
that's
it's dead.
Right.
And with that, my good friend, I've got to go. I've got to go to Terry G.
Hey, very good, bro. Tell Wynn I'll be home all afternoon.
Okay, well, he's not
okay,
here,
bye.
But I'll tell him that.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Terry G., how are you, my dear? Terry G., are you there?
Hi. I'm on. How are you?
You can probably tell how I am.
Something that your last caller, Dick, mentioned about selection of jurors. No longer, and it has been for some time now, are jurors selected by your voter registration. They're selected by those that have driver's licenses. And one of the reasons that was stopped is because people were not registering to vote to avoid jury duty. So that is one thing I wanted to say. The other, and you and I have talked about this a lot, as far as the party being dead and the frustration of what's going on, and particularly with our state party. And the problem is I've found in researching, as far as on the ground is where we have to start being more active. And over time, and I understand, again, the frustration, but in looking at all 58 counties, there's a good dozen in just half of Jefferson counties that don't even have any contacts to contact the Republican Central Committee. And that led me to a really big frustration, because we on the ground have got to pull up our bootstraps and be active.
Well,
and
yeah, okay.
I don't have to tell you, this is the most important election of our life coming up in 2020.
Right.
I'm not talking about the Senate.
I know what you're talking about, Trump.
But today, I just read that Washington State, the Democrats, of course, have introduced and passed a bill, the Senate, that will keep Trump off their ballot unless he releases his tax returns. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with, and unless people get out there and start educating and talking it up, we can't remain silent. It's our responsibility.
Well, you're right
and
about
on,
you're
I
right.
I want to say one more thing.
No,
on
no, no. I want you to stay on because I want.
There will be a new handout that will be available in about a week, talking about this issue. And Sharon Durst is the one that in our county that came up with it. I assisted her. But together, we're going to reach out not to just those in the other counties of California, but also to other states.
I read
it
what
has
you're...
to be an effort that brings everybody into the picture, and we educate them about the imbalance of representation in many states and the frustration. We're not alone. It's Illinois. It's upstate New York. It's Washington. It's Oregon. Even Colorado.
Hey, Terry.
So people
Terry.
Have to get off their rear end
Terry.
And start doing something.
Right, Terry. I want to have a conversation with you, and I want to ask you something. Ashley, can you turn Terry up a little bit? Can you? Are you there?
That's all I got. If she wants to be leaning closer, that'll help.
It's hard hearing you also.
Okay, well, that's what I thought, because I was trying to get a word in edgewise there, but it wasn't you. That's just the way the telephones are sometimes. So I'm making sure that she turns us both up here. Now, here's the thing. You're right about this. You're right about the ground. You're right about the troops on the ground. The problem, Terry, is that the leadership isn't doing what the troops on the ground want them to. We can have 8 million people go out and elect the same guy who does the same thing in the platform that these guys are all doing. That's the problem we have. When you look at what Jim Brulte wrote, you did hear me read that, yes?
Oh, no, and I had the letter sent over to me.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
All right. So I understand what you're saying, and I understand the part about the education. But the real deal is that there is no saving the Republican Party in California unless somebody really has a way to save it, because I don't see that happening. Because once they get to 15, and when you have the last chairman of the Republican Party of the state of California, the last one that comes in and completely takes a young man like Kevin Kiley, whether you vote for him or not, whether you like him or not, but takes one of your team, throws him under the bus, literally throws him under the bus like this. Literally. And how do you justify that? You have Jessica Patterson, and you heard Frank and the frustration he has from El Dorado.
Frank and I are on the central committee.
Well, I know, but my point is that how in the world, with us marching, unless we get this state done, unless we get State of Jefferson done, there is no fixing the Republican Party. The only guy who had the courage to call in today was Rex Heim. Everybody else, I woke a couple of them out of bed.
With Rex and also with Steve Frank regarding this whole issue.
Well, I woke a couple of them out of bed. I got a couple of them. I could tell by the way they answered. And they aren't on this. They aren't on this call. They haven't had the courage to get on.
Yeah. Now you know me very well. So I tend not to just throw in the towel and give up so easy. And I know it's a fight on our hand. But when I say on the ground, it's also particularly within our state party. And those of us on the central committees better start lobbying and challenging them and holding their feet to the fire. Now, Jessica just got elected. Is she going to do business as usual? Is she going to continue to support Prop 14? Is the Chairman's Association going to get off their rear ends and stand up and change things? I hope so. But it's going to take every county, and I'm going to reach out to them and challenge them to finally do something.
Well,
Brulte just, you know.
Unreal.
He took us down and put us in the tube. And,
unreal.
And let me tell you what Steve Frank said. Under Brulte's leadership, 37 million went to lose 7 congressmen, 5 assembly seats that were under Brian Daley also, lost a Senate seats as well as Board of Equalization. And nobody screamed about that. He and Munger were the ones responsible for Prop 14, where we get to elect the top two.
Right.
So what I'm saying is I'm not going to give up. But what I'm challenging is everybody that's either Republican or just independent, conservative, whatever. But if you don't like the way this state's going, and we're even being blackmailed by Newsom, and it doesn't matter what we vote. We voted against the death penalty. He now goes the other direction. And then we voted against rent control. Well, he's bringing that back, too. So we better speak up.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Terry, here's the deal. The deal is people are speaking up. Nobody's throwing in the towel here. There's nobody throwing in the towel. I'm just stating a fact, and nobody has called in here yet to disprove the fact I just gave. The Republican Party in the state of California is dead.
I'm not happy about that either, that the others haven't called in yet. I hope they will. But and one final point I want to make as far as Jefferson, which I thought was really interesting and perhaps stupid. We had all the candidates at our Jefferson meeting last week. And Brian stepped up and offered to give his feelings about Jefferson, which he indicated, you know, he wasn't necessarily opposed to it, But what he keeps expecting from Jefferson, and they've not done so, was they haven't given him a plan. And you should have seen the expression on everybody's face, particularly from the guy that's representing where Jefferson was born, and he doesn't know our plan.
I know.
So anyway, I'm going to get off the air, let everybody, let us call in. I hope some of the other candidates will call in. And keep up the fight, and thank you for bringing this to everybody's attention.
Yeah, well, no, don't go yet, because I do have one thing to add about Sharon, who, if you don't know Sharon Durst, to know her is to absolutely love her, as this lady I'm talking to right now, Terry Giardi. These two ladies, they are on the front lines. They are fighting. They show more courage and testicular fortitude than most of the men out there. They're out there really fighting this fight every day, and I did read what Sharon is sending out, and I do like what she's doing, and I love what you guys are doing, and I love you both. And believe me, nobody's throwing in the towel here. It's about time somebody stands up and calls these people the cowards that they are. Come on, boys. You had your coffee already. 605-4567. 605-4567, area code 530. Time has come for 51.
And thank you for the kudos.
You bet.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is a music for the people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Good job, Ashley.
I can do musical theater. I can't really do.
Well, we're back here. This is Terry Raposa sitting in for Mark Kent, Linda Kent, and Red Smith. We are live at KCNR Radio, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. If you have a question, a comment, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4, I'll get that straight. First day of my new tongue. Sorry. 530-605-4567. Anyway, we did have, I'm going to say this again. We're not going to have people. If you call in and you have a question and you ask Ashley and you don't want to get on the line, we're not going to go there because by the time she gets it to me, we're not really sure what the question is. It's real simple. Just call in and ask your question. If you don't want to stay on the line for your answer, you don't have to. But we certainly will take anybody's call and everybody's call. We'll even take Nick's call. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing as good as I can with a little bit California has left me to work with. I think it's about a tenth of my gross income. You know, I've got an announcement, a big, big announcement, big man. Next weekend, I'm going to be hosting Jefferson, and I think we're going to be talking mostly about the fundraiser that you guys are going to next weekend. Aren't you guys having a mud-type cage match, and you're going to have Wynn and Chris against you and Mark as a fundraiser?
Actually, I think it might end up being something a little more dramatic than that, but yeah.
And what I wanted to announce is after that, Mark's going to let me take over some of Sovereign Minds.
Good.
And we're going to pick on the sales tax that Reading is proposing, and they're taking around and doing it in an unscrupulous manner, and I've got a lot of statistics and a lot of arguments against it. And this might be about Reading, but if you start looking, it's the same thing is pulled in every community across the state of California. And if people know where to look and open up their eyes, they can see where they've been deceived and probably even lied to. And the Jefferson movement is how we can put a stop to this and make government start representing us instead of themselves.
You know, Nick, and I want to say this about if you're listening to this program, even if you're from another county and you listen to Nick Gardner, he is an amazing man when it comes to calling people on the carpet and really getting. I mean, you talk about stirring the pot, and I mean in a good way. Nick will give you statistics. He'll give you accurate information that you can get on what's going on in the county of Shasta and the city of Reading, which is the largest city in Shasta County. And that's something each county should be doing. Everybody should have a Nick.
Absolutely. I'm going to bring up the California Actuary Report. And you can go to your own town or your own county, and you can see what your unfunded liabilities are. And how this is going to impact you, and how a sales tax probably isn't going to go to all the unicorns and fairy tale projects are going to do. It's probably going to be used to support the royalty class of America, which is the government workers right now. And so, anyway, I want people to tune in and listen because it promises to be an informative show and a fun show. I'm going to have Dale Ball on, and you know, you call me the guru of local issues. Actually, Dale Ball has forgot more about local issues than I'll ever know, and he's just a wealth of information.
Well, you guys are great, and again, you can. I would suggest that everybody remember we have this thing archived. These programs are archived, and you can go listen to them anytime. We go back like 5 years. So anyway, Nick, thank you so much for that. We've got Jacqueline on the line. We've got to go
have
over
a great
there.
Day.
All right, buddy. Jacqueline, are you there?
Hello?
You need to turn down your radio. It's in the background. You need to turn your radio down or off. Are you there, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, the reason is there's a delay.
Okay.
That's in case, you know, somebody says a nasty word we have to hit the button. Okay. What can
Did
I do?
Did they already talk about why Jefferson is not being properly represented in the legislature?
You want me to talk about that? Absolutely.
Okay. You want me to ask on there?
Yeah, you just did.
All right.
Yeah, you just did.
Tell me when.
What's that?
Tell me when.
Tell you when? When?
When you already, talk.
You've asked your question, and you want me to answer your question?
On the air.
On the air, yeah, okay.
You are on the air, Jacqueline.
You are on the air, Jacqueline. You've been on the air. You've been on the air the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, why aren't we getting proper representation?
Okay, perfect. Okay, you're welcome. Okay, anyway, the reason you're not getting proper representation is because no one is. Prior to 1964, the state of California had one senator per county, and the assembly was based upon population. Now, the deal is that it was capped in 1862. At that particular time, we had 417,000 people. We had 80 assemblymen, and we had 40 senators. Fast forward to 2019, we have almost 41 million people, so we've graduated up about 39 and a half million people, and not one more representative. It used to be we had a senator for every state. Now, if you understand how the government in the United States works, every state in the United States Senate has two senators, no matter if you're big like California or little like Montana. Everybody has got two senators. And the House is built upon population. Now, the reason for that is the founders understood the fact that the smaller townships and counties and cities had to be represented as well as Boston, Charleston, and New York. So, the balance for those people having their representation under a representative type government, not a democracy, a representative type government, Article 4, Section 4, United States Constitution, that's what they decided to do. Two for every state, no matter how big or how little. That was the deal. So, we don't have representation simply because the way it is now with one man, one vote, Los Angeles County alone has 11 senators and 11 counties in the Northern District have one. Yep. That's the deal. Anyway, I got the high sign that it's 11:30, so I guess we have to do something at 11:30. I don't know what it is we've got to do. She's making the break sign there. As she's munching away on healthy food, she's eating healthy food in there. Healthy, healthy?
Absolutely. My sodas and cheese are fantastic.
Not a girl. I don't eat healthy either. To hell with that. All right.
It's too short.
It is. All right, folks. We'll be back after the break. Time has come for 51. Let's talk more about the Republican Party being dead. Time has come for 51.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This
this big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you messed with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist.
Ashley! Forgive me, Lord, I corrupted her. That's great.
You have no idea the depths of corruption.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sovereign Minds Radio. Terry Raposa sitting in for Linda Kent, Red Smith, and Mark Kent. We're broadcasting live from KCNR 1460 AM or on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. We're talking about the Republican Party in California, which is dead. I still haven't had anybody call in saying it's not dead, and here's why it's not dead. Yet I did put a call in this morning to Kevin Kiley, Russ Heim, who had the courage to call in. And maybe it isn't even courage. Cared about calling in. If you're listening to this now, you need to make sure as many people as possible hear this program today. Not so much for what I'm saying, but a lot of the people who called in here had great things to say. The people themselves that are involved in Republican Central Committees, the people out there that are voters, the people out there that care. Brian Daly, where are you? Where are you, buddy? Theodore DeZuba, where are you? Travis Allen, where are you? Here's the deal. This program started off with a letter I read by Jim Brulte, who was the chairman of the Republican Party and also the 2016 California delegation chair for Trump for president. He retired, and Jessica Patterson took his place about a month ago when they had their convention down there. And I got a letter. Dear Terry and Sally, Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Senator Kamala Harris, who is one of America's strongest defenders of Obamacare and opposes President Trump's plans to secure our border. Kiley praised Liberal Democrat Senator Jean Sheehan as a visionary leader, even though she opposed the border wall and supports amnesty for illegal immigrants. Kiley's record is even worse. He voted to waste tax dollars telling illegal immigrant students how to get financial aid. He helped illegal immigrants convicted of crime stay in the country when President Trump is trying to remove them. Kevin Kiley cannot run on a record like that, so he dishonestly is smearing Brian Daly. The truth is, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities, opposes amnesty for illegal immigrants, and supports President Trump's border wall. On March the 26th, please join Shasta County GOP in supporting conservative Brian Daly for Senate. Sincerely, Jim Brulte. Paid for by Daly for Senate, 2019, 9460 Tegner Road, Hillmar, California, 95324. Now, here's a guy who takes a sitting assemblyman, sitting Republican, where there's only 19 more and arguably 18, according to a lot of sources saying Chad Mays is probably going to skip the ship and jump to the other side, or maybe he's doing just as much damage from our side. So anyway, this whole thing gets put down there by Jim Brulte, who just got out of being the chairman there of the Republican Party. So he throws one of his guys under the bus. Could have just said, you know, hey, I'm voting for Brian Daly. I support him. I endorse him. And here's why. Sort of like the tax fighters for Brian Daly for Senate for 2019, which sent out some brochures. They were quite nice, talking about what they believed, what Brian did and what they believed. Of course, there's not a fact in there. That's the only thing I see wrong with this. As I look at these flyers, well, he's a trusted leader and he said this and he said that, but there's no facts in here. Now, to Brian Daly's defense in this paid for by Brian Daly for Senate letter that he got Jim Brulte to write, which divides again the dead Republican Party in California. This flyer says, fact, Brian Daly claims to be conservative, but votes in Sacramento like a liberal. Brian Daly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens. Now, looks to me like over here, Jim Brolte said that apparently, Kevin Kiley helped illegal immigrants convicted of crimes stay in our country when President Trump is trying to remove them. That's a statement. So is this. The difference is, on Kevin Kiley's flyer about Brian Daly voting for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, it says check for yourself with a fact. Gosh, guys, a fact. Hey, guys running for office, a fact. Check for yourself. Official Assembly Floor, SJR8. And here's the way you find it. TINYURL.com/Daly SJR8. Then there's another statement made. Brian Daly voted to condemn President Trump's tough border policy. Another statement. Well, you know, according to Jim Brulte, Kevin Kiley wastes tax dollars telling illegal immigrant students how to get financial aid, but there's no supportive evidence. There's no fact. Well, in this flyer on Brian Daly, it says Brian Daly voted to condemn President Trump's tough border policy. Uh-oh, a fact. Ruh-roh! Oh, my gosh, they're actually giving facts here. This is terrible. Check for yourself. Official Assembly Floor, AJR46, TINYURL.com/Daly AJR46. There's a difference there. If you flip this page over, that was sent out by Kevin Kiley for Senate. It shows Assemblyman Brian Daly actually arm in arm, arms around each other, big smiles with Anthony Rendon, who's, I guess, everyone's favorite Democrat, who's a Democrat, and then hugging him. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a couple people on the line, but I got kind of carried away. But, you know, it's easy to get carried away in this stuff because we're all kind of sick of it. We're sick of the dead Republican Party, and we're sick of the BS, and we're sick of the statements without fact. Talking about fact, I'm going to go to ladies first. Hang on, Gregory. I'll go to ladies first. Sally, my dear, what say you?
Hello?
Sally, yeah, you have something on the background?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to comment on the letter that you just read from Jim Brolte and the fact that the things that he said that Brian Daly had voted, you know, against illegal immigration and sanctuary state issues and the wall. Well, my question is, how effective has he been on those issues? I mean, he's virtually, we do have a sanctuary state. He hasn't helped in that regard at all, and we still have illegal immigration. So, you know, if you're looking at it that way, I look at the effectiveness of a candidate as well as his potential.
Well, I think you're right, but is Jim Brulte telling the truth? You see, what I just read on the flyer that we have here about the amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens in the vote, it gives the vote. It gives the website. It gives the vote. It gives what he did. It gives a fact. And the same thing with the fact that Brian Daly voted to condemn President Trump's tough border policy. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a bill. There's a website to go to. But here's the deal. If it's true, and Brian didn't deny this, but if it's true and the unions are backing Brian Daly and his Democratic friends are backing him, which is what some people say, that's not a statement from this host, but some people say that. If that's the case, it sort of falls in the line. Maybe that, I mean, so why should he care what anybody thinks or how anybody sees anything? A lot of the uninformed voters, their position is, you know, I voted for him last time, so I think I'll vote for him this time. What's on TV?
Well, it goes back to how effective are they if they can't do anything?
Well put. Well put. Thank you, my dear.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right, hon. Anyway, Gregory Cheadle, what say you, sir? Greg, what say you?
Yeah. Oh, listen, you know, I'm calling for a couple things. Corruption cannot be understated with respect to voter fraud in particular. But my main point today is the Republican Party is in deep trouble because it hasn't done anything for anyone. You know, it's all about itself. when you compare, for instance, you talk about Audrey Denny.
Good point.
The Audrey Denny, I ran against her in, what, last, in 18. But with the Democrats, they are everywhere. They're in every different cause, you know, whether it be gay, not that I'm for these things, but whether it be gay, multicultural, whatever, they're there. The Republican Party is absent. And it just makes me sick to my stomach that as a black man in the Republican Party, I'm often accused of being a rhino or being a Democrat when I am a staunch Republican. So the Republican Party really needs to get its act together with respect to going out and embracing other people and other causes. And I have to tell you, Terry, I can't say this enough right now. I am in deep shock, and I am so happy to hear that they're going to have this trafficking thing at the church that shall remain nameless. That's huge. Those are things that the Republican Party ought to do if it doesn't want to be dead.
Well, you know, thanks, Greg. And, you know, the thing is that you made some good points there. The real deal is, though, is that we talk about the Republican Party, and the Republican Party, as far as the people go, the Republicans don't do anything the people want them to do. They don't, just like you just said, Greg. You made a great point. I mean, we have these different things we hold on Monday nights. This is for the community. It's just like when, you know, and that's the thing. And those are great points. But the deal is that leadership doesn't do anything. And Audrey Denny, think about this, Gregory. You know what it's like to run against Doug LaMalfa. You've ran against him several times. And it isn't that you don't bring something good to the platform. That isn't it at all. But the point is that he's always been a shoe-in. And here this gal comes out of nowhere, a school teacher, comes out of nowhere and gets 43% of the vote. And what's worse is McClintock. And this gal coming out of the woodwork and getting 47% of the vote. And there's people everywhere that respect Tom McClintock as, quote, a conservative congressman. So the real deal is that you're right. They're not reaching out to anything. But it isn't the people. It's the leadership. The Republican Party is dead in California. It is dead. You are not going to come back from 18. And I'll just throw Chad Mays over there right now to the Democrats. Hey, here you go. You can have him. You know? I mean, here you go. Okay, so it's 18. What the heck? It's 18 out of 80. You lose. It's 10 in the Senate, know, Gregory. It's 10 out of 40. You lose.
Well, the leadership has got to change and start embracing other people and other causes. Otherwise, we're going to only be in the Smithsonian.
Good point, my friend. Anyway, have a great day and
hope to see you. Thank you so much.
All right, pal.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, you know, I mean, that's the deal here. Now, Gregory Cheadle ran for Congress, and she's doing that again. What does that mean? You're breaking cheese, or you're breaking bread, or what are you doing?
Well, breaking bread sounds good, too.
Bread?
But I was actually thinking we might take a break, because I don't think this, which is the actual sign for break, means anything to you at all.
As long as it's a real fast one.
Okay. I'll make it 2 minutes. How about that?
Time has come for 51.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Okay. Broadcasting live from KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Terry Raposa sitting in on Sovereign Minds for Linda Kent, Mark Kent, and Red Smith. We've been talking about the Republican Party being dead. Couple of things. If you're listening to this program, you know we podcast and we archive. You tell everybody you know to listen to this program. Again, maybe not so much for the content of what the host has done, but some of the great calls we've had, some of the great things people have brought up. Sally brought up a great thing. She made a really good point, and I want to talk a little bit about that. We only have a few minutes left, but she made a great point. Frankly, what have the Republicans done? What's Sally done? Oh, he put his thumb in the dike a few times. He stops us sometimes from them hurting us too much. But what was there, 2,518 bills? Seriously? Seriously? You know, in Jefferson, we won't have a full-time legislative body. And they're only going to be allowed to have one particular bill a year. That's it. I love that. But I want to talk a little bit more about Sally. She made just such a great point that nothing really has been done. There's nothing that he's put together that really, well, you know, I saved the, well, you saved something. Yes, thank you for saving it, but you didn't introduce, you saved it. You stopped them from hurting us a little bit. So how does that make the Republican Party effective? It can't be. There's not enough balance. There's not enough representation. How do you have representation, Jacqueline? How do you have this when you have one senator for every million people? It doesn't work. When you have one assemblyman for every million people, or excuse me, 500,000 people, that doesn't work either. The benchmark when that got capped again was 1862. With 417,000 people. That's quite a different ratio. Did the phone just ring again, Ashley?
We do have Jacqueline on the line.
And the phone rang after that, or was that Jacqueline again?
There was no voice on the other side, so I'm not sure who it was.
Well, we had the church with no name. Now we have the call with no voice. Jacqueline, yep. What say
Hi
you?
Hi there. Yeah, speaking of Republicans and dead ones, what about the 12 of the Senate who voted against the National Emergency Act? I have the names right here. Some of them, I'd like to read them, please.
Are you talking about the Senate of the United States of America?
Correct.
Well, we're talking about the state.
I know, but...
That's good. That's good. It's just that we've only got a couple of minutes left.
All right. Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I mean, I agree with all that, but the only reason I kind of want to stay on topic, and Jacqueline, call in next week for sure. Give that information, and people can look that up. That's another thing, too. Gosh, you know, how about the accountability of looking something up yourself, like Jacqueline just did? I mean, that's the deal. You know, one other thing, too, a lot of times, you know, people thank people for doing something, but we all have to get in this fight. Terry G was right. We have to all get in this fight. She was dead on. Her and Sharon Durst, look at those two. You know, Pat Graybeck, all these great people, that Jack Parsons, all these great people down in El Dorado County, all the great people all through Jefferson, people that are actually doing something and have been doing it and fighting for liberty and fighting for freedom. and putting everything on the line, their time, their money, their blood. You know, really and truly, we didn't hear one thing today, folks, not one thing on how the Republican Party is not dead. We didn't even hear of a way to fix it. You know why? Because it can't get fixed. Because we can go out and do whatever we want, but if we have leadership in the Republican Party that doesn't pay attention to what we're asking them to do, or doesn't even, worse yet, doesn't even follow their own platform, it's disgusting. It's shameful, and shame on you guys. Grow a pair. Roberta, what say you, my dear?
Well, you know, Kylie hasn't even gotten his feet wet yet in the assembly. Brian has worked himself to a leader role. And
through the Democrats.
And he will term out in 2022, I believe. And so neither of these two, I think, are anything but, you know, they just want to jump the line. And Brian Daly would just leave our leadership role to the Democrats. And doggone it, here is Rex Heim, who has worked most of his adult life to protect us, to help us with Proposition 13.
He did work for Reagan, yeah.
Yes, he worked for Reagan. In fact, Reagan personally appointed him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has the experience. He has the knowledge. He has worked in this for so many years. He's not somebody green coming into the Senate. And both Kylie and Daly would be low on the totem pole.
Well, here's the thing.
Let's get Rex Helm in.
Okay, that's a good point. And you're right, Roberta. Thank you for that. The thing is that, you know, when it comes to Brian Daly, he wasn't the leader of every – he was the minority leader. But, that's because he reaches across the aisle and he brings guys up here and he takes them to his ranch and all that good stuff and shows them our way of life. And what do? They pass another 2,500 bills that make our life worse. Okay,
that's
the real deal is that, so you've got that. Then you've got, like you said, with Kevin Kiley. I mean, you ask both of them, well, what about Jefferson? You vote for that? No. Well, why? Because my career is based upon what I do here and where I am now. Now, you're right about Kiley. All of a sudden, boom, I'm jumping into Senate. Man, I've been here. I haven't got my ears, behind my ears aren't wet yet. I'm fast. I'm slick. I'm good. I'm smart. I'm articulate. But, you know, I'm going to jump right into this and then, you know, let the chips fall where they may. I'm not saying he's not well-intentioned, and I'm not saying that Brian Daly's not well-intentioned. Point is that both of these guys, both of them, care about their future. I don't know if this was said or not, but I think I heard this. So I don't know for sure, but I think there was somebody saying who is a present assemblyman for our district that he was pretty happy with where he was. Well, gosh, he seems to be climbing the ladder now. Let's go to Senate. And then what? Well, let's see. That congressional seat that LaMalfa has looks pretty good.
Thank you so much, Terry. And again, Rex Heim is my candidate.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rex Heim certainly has shown courage. He doesn't, he's a hard guy not to like. That's for sure. He's a hard guy not to like. And, you know, and the real deal is that, we have one more person on the phone here. I can't even read that. Oh,
okay.
Doc, is that?
I'm going to say goodbye. Good job this morning, everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Roberta. Doc, is that you? I got 2 minutes, buddy.
Hey, Patty. Great job. I just want to make a quick comment. Both Democratic or Republican parties are there in there for themselves, not for us. It's time for us to realize that we have to do everything ourselves, individuals, and free ourselves of the bondages of these parties. Go independent.
That's
all I wanted to say, Terry.
And you're right, my good friend. And you know, Doc, one thing, though, the only problem with some of these parties is you have to have a platform. Maybe we just need to start a new party, pull the independents and the declined to states together. Maybe that's the answer, but the Republican Party in California is dead. And I guess we kind of proved that today. We certainly didn't get anybody call in from the other side. Well,
and
folks.
Also, I can bet that a lot of people who call themselves Democrats would agree with a lot of people who call themselves Republicans for the common good. If you go with the Constitution, if you go with the Declaration of Independence, if you go with the morality of Christ, a lot of people, whether Democrat or Republican, have the same feelings and common ground.
You got it, Doc.
Without any party.
With that, my good friend. I love you, Doc. We got to go.
Thank you.
Time has come.